Thank you. We won't aggravate you for the next few minutes, maybe punish you with our music. Now's a good time to go to the restroom. Thank you for coming out here and listening to us. We got a lot of songs to sing for you and a lot of music to play for the next few minutes. We're going to punish a couple of these hours here. Boys here, the Lonesome Ambers, all you see them all on stage, they're very expensive, both of these boys are. And I'll tell you who they are as we go along and introduce all the Lonesome Ramblers to you. That's the name of the band. We've had it for 100 years now, the Lonesome Ramblers. I'll do some things to you as we go along. Anyway, I hope you'll enjoy our music for the next little bit. And like what we do, you follow my music for a while and you have a special request. I don't mind singing for you if I know it, and you remember the words, and if I can't, I'll look something to post, you couldn't tell the difference. I'm not going to tell them about it. See, I heard that request. That's what my media is. Well, just write it on the record, I'll be filled up here. So much perfume, I think I feel. She would bring the joy.
She ran, she called me to go home. And after she had been so
song. If anyone stays with me, I'll tell you who they are. I can get their names out to you. Wayne the Madman. You see, he's well dressed and very expressive today. He's a good musician. We're glad to have him working with us around the country, playing the Madman, singing with me, and different things like that. And he's from Jackson, Kentucky. We don't know Jackson, Kentucky, well, anyway. Nobody knows. We have no fans here this week. Jeff Clare is his name. If you want to get Jeff. Everywhere we usually play to somebody from Jackson. He's got to have a local guy. Playing the bass, he's one of the finest stuff. I think of the music, and he's a fine bass player. He's making a pretty good bus driver. He does good. He's that's driving 1 hour with him sometimes. We have to kind of boost him a little bit. Give him a shot of coffee or something.
I sleep in 1 hour.
I know you sleep a lot. Overnight. Okay. This is my son. He's older than me. That's these parts. Far right with the banker, he's the youngest on Savannah with me. He's been around, I guess, close to a year now, something like that. Worked with me about a year. And FX can do a new album. If you don't quit or get far, you know, what more difference?
I don't plan on quitting. So.
I don't plan on far.
All right.
He's a good singer, too. He sings tenor for me. And to travel with, he's from Bethel, Ohio. You saw some folks from Bethel, Ohio, and they've been here. And we're wondering, here today. I don't know. Anyway, Daniel Patrick is his name. Get Daniel. Daniel. What do you say, Daniel? Let's bring him on the back, huh? Thank you. simple songs, and I hope you like that. Bring them back, and there's a little meaning to it, and hope you enjoy that. Here's a song I've been doing for a long time. I call this one of my mostly Christian songs that I have recorded. And I was in tune when I recorded it, believe it or not. It's called The Blue Virginia Blues.
Thank you.
I've known Dale McCreary for a long time, and me and him not gonna say how long. But it's been a long time. That's him. Good music. But he's a fine singer, musician in his band, and has been for a long time. I'm glad to be on the same show with Dale. He's a fine entertainer. I've known him a long time. Yes. Never been there. I recorded an album and he was kind enough to sing with me on a song one time. And I don't even know what it was now, but we had to think about it. But he did a great job as always. I got an album called The Last Suit. Maybe you like this one. It's called The Last Suit. I'll start it off myself, fellas. A little cheaper that way. We'll do this in kind of a tribute in respect to Bill Monroe, because this is one of his famous tunes. We play this every so often. I have my 50 album, which has been out for maybe a year and a half or so, Harry Sparks 50, classic album. Hey, thanks. Somebody must have it. I appreciate it. But on that album too, I mentioned Bill Monroe, we were able to capture a little song that we sang together in 1995, In the Times, and which was a great old song. And I sang it with Bill on stage at Bean Blossom, Indiana. And he was able to have it on my 50th album. I'm really honored to have that on there. If you don't have that album, you need to get it. If not today, you need to order it somewhere. You better get it today. I'm only kidding. Me and the boys got enough money to last us as long as we live anyway. We don't worry about it. That's if we die before supper. Yep, let me get my touch my tuning up just a little bit. I got the Larry Sparks strings on here. I still use a 1920 skateboard. It's about wore out, but I just can't seem like getting used to anything else. Are you ready? Tell them what he did. I'll back you up. I'll make you sound as good as I can. Satisfied the road.
memories, baby, you are gone. And you must let your heart astray. Oh, you can be satisfied that way. Will you be satisfied to know he left a heart that's beating low? Somewhere, somehow, you'll have to pay. Will you be satisfied that way? Will you be satisfied to know the memories fade when you are gone?
And on that 50 album, I want to sing you another song that we had recorded, and it was a good number for me around the country, called Bitter Weeds. I'll sing that for you. There's the first song I've ever heard. Daniel, let's give you a little time to mention to the folks if they'd like to take us home with them, that we would be available to go.
We're available, I believe. Is everybody having a good time?
We're good.
That's what we want to hear. We came a long ways to play to some chairs, and man, we really appreciate you all coming out to the show. If you haven't been over the table, how many people have a Larry Sparks anything? Raise your hand. There we go. I guess the rest of them need to get out a little more. Don't you think? I said the rest of them need to get out a little more. They don't have any Larry Sparks.
I don't know what you said.
They don't have any Larry Sparks. Hey, anyway, if you want to just come over, say hello. You don't have to buy anything. Right over here at the corner, we have the 50 CD. We have the 40 CD. A lot of people get those together. We have t-shirts. Everybody has t-shirts. All shapes and sizes. We have the classic 50th celebration CD. That's the latest CD out with a limited number of t-shirts that go along with the CD. $10. Once they're out, no more. They're gone.
Where do I go to if I go there to meet people?
Where did you go?
Where do I go? Where's your table?
Right over there, right in the corner. That big blue tarp.
Oh, that's our table.
There, that guy.
Oh, okay.
Hey.
So if I go over to the table with pen in hand,
yeah.
That's where it's at, okay.
Yeah, I think. Would you sign something for him?
Well, that would be lovely, and that would be great.
Yeah.
I could do that with no charge, of course.
Hey.
And also, Daniel, Rebel Records just released this week my old Christmas album that I did.
Yeah, we do
several
have
years
that.
Ago. And they were wanted to put that back out and had so many requests all over the country for this album. It's been out of print for several years. So they put the original cover, original album out just like it was. Christmas in the Hills is the name of it. And if you'd like to have one, we'll have them with us today. I don't know how long they'll be available. It could be one press and gone. I don't know. We have it with us today. Christmas in the Hills. A lot of gospel music, a lot of gospel singing. We have one of our CDs also. Go ahead, Dan.
We also have a Larry Sparks caps over there, all different colors. We have the Larry Sparks Mapes signature guitar strings, and he plays the heavy gauge. As you know, it takes a man to play the heavy gauge strings.
If someone likes my playing,
yeah,
they can sound like I do if we buy
those
strings.
And they are available for us regularly.
And I can show them how
they sound.
Yeah. This is a little bit how they'll sound if you put those strings on the guitar. good number for us around the country. They tell me, and everyone tells me, everywhere I go, this song went to number one in bluegrass. I don't know, did it? I haven't received a check yet. I'm going to sing it for you anyway. Wildfires grew out her back door, down the hill and to the road. Her young men came and took me, and the others they would go. Watching through a dusty window, sometimes dust to dawn, waiting for the man she favored, but never came to call. Bitterly was the dark room, yes, she always knew. Bitterly was forward to. Is that the right chord or something? Why are we singing that? Give me a chord. Yes, sir, that's what we're singing that. Let's try it again, folks. Didn't have my glasses on. I thought something was sounding awful strange. Now we'll do it again. Bitter Weeds. You see, in bluegrass you get bluegrass plus all the mistakes.
Watching through the dust.
Show dates and what we do around the country. We do have a Facebook. Yeah, sure do. Run by Phyllis Rice, a lady does my booking for me. And also my website, thirdsparks.com. You can check that out if you like. And we have the website, Facebook, and stay up with us. Gives you a little idea. All of our shows are not listed on there at times, but whenever they're put on, I don't really know. I don't know when they're on or when they're off. But Facebook, website, and you can even order from there if you like. Something, songs, and different things. Maybe sometime you would like to do that. We appreciate it. Okay, let's see, how much time do we have? I don't want to go over and mess up everything, but what time do we play? Come on. Huh? Anybody in charge? Couple days. In this music, it's always been a tradition to sing gospel songs, and we will do that. But let's see. I have so many gospel numbers that I want to do for you. But let's see. I want to sing one that Ralph Stanley and me recorded together in a minute. We did it back several years ago. And send that for you too. I have an album, an old gospel album. Several of them. This is called I Just Want to Thank You, Lord. And this song I want to sing for you goes like this. Thank you. just want to thank you. And there's been times, Lord, you're the only friend, that I have. So I want to take just a minute to thank you. Today for what he means to me. I know him. I know Jesus Christ is my personal Savior. I'm glad that I know him and he is in my heart. I give it all to him. I thank him today for what he means to me. He is real. Ask me if he's real. Yes, he's real. Jesus real? Yes, he's real. I thank him today. I give him praise and glory over everything. Amen. I'm coming back, but I don't know when. 1947, Charlie Monroe. Okay. Ralph Stanley, when I sang with him, and what an honor it was for me to work with the Stanley brothers and Ralph Stanley. We did a gospel song together. I'm going to sing for you. You probably remember, maybe know it, sing along with us if you like. And also the... Let's see, that song that I want to sing now, me and Ralph did together. But I hope you enjoy this number. Our time's about up. We're going to do this song for you. What a pleasure it's been for us to sing for you today. I really mean that. Well, a good crowd to sing and play to, and we appreciate the music. You've let us know that you like what we do here on the stage. And someday we'd like to come back and play the Dell Fest if we can. In the future. Maybe next time me and Dale will sing one together. Yeah, you got to twist his arm a little bit. He's a fine man. And, Dale's a good guy. I think a lot of him. But anyway, they, in some way, somehow, in, after my 50 years of music, which was almost 2 years ago, it started when I was 3. They came up, I was outside working in the garden and picking beans and tomatoes or something. And they called me on the phone from Nashville and told me all about it. Being Raleigh, North Carolina, October the 15th or what it was, and told me what was going on. And I had been inducted into the Bluegrass Music Hall of Fame. Surprise to me, and not alive, get this far. This is what, look at this. Well, what an honor. And I went to Raleigh and they presented me with the the Hall of Fame plaque. And we have the Vaughn Festival in Louisville, Kentucky that's associated with it. Check it all out because it's on the internet all over, and we have a lot of stuff on the internet also that tells about it. Anyway, it's an honor for me, and I'm glad that I've done what I've done for bluegrass music and kept it as real as I could. As real as I can keep it. And in the future, this is the way you see me today in the band. Well, the band could change. I hope not. Maybe, you know, they might get a real job someday. But what you see today is what you'll be seeing as long as I'm in the business. 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now. Just like I'm doing now. Trying to keep it real. Trying to keep it real. Thank you all so much. I appreciate you. Speaking for my great band, what do you think about the Lonesome Ramblers? They did great today. Dee Spark, Randy Randall. And now over here with Jeff Clare. What did I call you right there?
I always call him
Daniel Patrick. The Patrick and Randall sounds a lot like it. And myself, Larry Sparks. Thank you all so much.
Jesus.
aren't you now? Back in the 40s, I guess it was, there was a singer called the Gilmore Brothers. Way back. I'm a way back top guy. They had a song. I want to give you, I just show you a little bit how they sang it. Then I want to show you how, I'm going to stop and show you how I messed it up. They sang it sort of like this. They just used two guitars, by the way, and they were good singers. And this is a song they did, and I'll show you how we messed it up. So back in the year 2004, which is like 60 years later or longer, I liked this song since I was a little kid. I liked this song, and I liked the Delmore Brothers. And I recorded this on my Larry Sparks 40 album. Anybody have that 40 album? Anybody? If you get to 50, you got to get to 40. If you get to 40, you got to get to 50. This is the way we did it, and I had a lot of good people on the 40 album too, a lot of great guests, just like the 50 album that I wanted to have. And you can read about it, it tells about it on the album. But I did it like this. Vince Gill sung tenor with me on it. I don't think he ever has been paid for it, but it's all right. You can afford it. So. Thank you.